It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And I want to start us off today with a song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong and man ain't got a friend, without a song.
Now, the song I heard earlier today, and I think it is apropos, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews. You can join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. And you can find me on the Facebook and on the X profiles as well. This guy's name is Jason Stills, and he's written a song about how enthusiastic everybody was who came to the World Cup soccer tournament. And it's also apropos of our 4th of July weekend.
Broke my neck. Landed in Atlanta where the Georgia pines run green. And I said, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Pulled up to a Waffle House at 1 a.m. real late. Hash brown scattered, smothered, covered, 10 out of 10, it's great. Discovered free refills and I almost lost my mind. Found the kind of welcome that I never thought I'd find.
The whole of New England up and glowing in the dark.
The Germans hit the highway, chased the road from south to north. Freddie said it's the Holy Land. He meant Taco Bell, of course. Bucky's left him speechless. Space Pro Shops left him amazed. Even got invited to the White House. Yeah, the whole world's going crazy. Norwegian fans in New York doing yoga in Times Square. Then they turn the escalator into a Viking's lair. NFL star grabbed a trash bag, join the whole crew. Mexico and South Korea, best friends on the street, dancing to Gangnam Style with their arms around each beat. Kansas learned Algerian, the marching band played their song. 500 Lawrence locals show the world where you belong. Swedish fans went searching for the recipe to ranch. French man says the air conditioning deserves its own whole stanza. English fans took jaw drop. Bagpiper and a bucket drummer outside Faneuil Hall, plaid kilt, wicker hat, playing music for us all. Different worlds, different words, different flags, different names. But when the whistle blows, we all come alive the same. From the Rockies to Rockefeller, from Seattle to the shore, America is telling the world, come on in,
there's room for more.
Jason Stills.
From the people who came here and fell in love with the land, to the people who live here and reached out a hand, one beautiful game, one beautiful truth, the whole
Welcome to the land of the free. And that is Jason Stills, I think, is the way it's pronounced. I heard that today. Somebody sent me a link to it today and said, isn't this a cool song? And I said, yeah. And I know he wrote the song and performed it and produced it as a salute to what a great time everybody's having with the World Cup series. But it's apropos of 4th of July as well. Because that spirit is in the air. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Joined in the conversation, one of our county clerk employees is taking her job just a little too seriously. Water demand forecast is out for the next 50 years, but there's one distinguishing characteristic and factor that's not being taken into consideration. How much money would a data center coming to town bring to that community? And is it worth it? I am going to try to answer that question. Is it really a communist movement that is sweeping the nation? No, I don't think so. I'll tell you what's really going on. And we're starting to see complaints from members of the Obama administration, people who worked under Obama, about immigration and homelessness, things they did nothing to fix, in fact, made worse. Iran has announced that they're going to bury their supreme leader, the one killed about 4 months ago. After this point, I don't know that there's much left to bury. No. After this point, I don't know if there's much left to bury there. Because we blew them to bits and decomposition. But that's because they can't embalm because of their religious beliefs. So I don't know. But we will see coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. A very patriotic Kit calling in from Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on.
Well, hello, hello. I have a joke.
Okay.
And a question and maybe a comment or two.
All
okay.
Right.
There was this man, he came over to America from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And a journalist interviewed him and he said, well, he's a... How do you like America? And he says, oh, these Americans, all they do is talk about sex, 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 sex. Mm-hmm. And then I said something, and they said, yank my doodle, it was a dandy.
I think the word Yankee is either a Swedish word or a Dutch word. Janke, meaning a young person, a Janke. And that's where we think the term Yankee came from, because there were so many Dutch left over in New York when the English came over. And many of them were young because old people couldn't survive the voyage. So they were...
Well, and I think that song Yankee Doodle...
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a patriotic song.
Well, it's become a patriotic song, but it was a song the British started singing. It's a march that was part of the British march. I forget the official name of it, but they put the words to it, trying to make fun of the colonists. They were basically trying to say the Yankees, okay, these young upstarts, went to town. They weren't riding a full horse. They were riding a pony, and they stuck a feather in their cap and called it macaroni. Now, in that day and age, when you called something macaroni, it was you were calling it high society. So what they were saying was the Yankees like to ride their little horses into town, stick a feather in their cap, and think that they're all high society when they're just young upstarts. And that's what the British thought of the colonists. And that's really the gist of the song. But after a while, the Yankees loved it. The colonists loved it. You're damn right I'm happy. You're damn right I'm proud of myself. We're making something of ourselves over here.
Yeah, and I saw the movie with, was it Jimmy Cagney in it?
Yeah.
And he played the part of Cohan that wrote the lyrics, I guess, to that song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my question is, what happened over there? My garden party is gone.
I know. I am so sorry, you know? They finally came for one of the weekend shows over there where they were always talking about gardening. And,
What happened to Mike Gannon?
Well, I don't know. I think he's still working. Mike Gannon was one of the producers over there, and I think he's still working over there, but he was only working part-time anyway.
Yeah.
And now here's the thing. Let me go ahead and answer your question, Kit, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. That company has given up on its own industry. They have really given up on it. They don't care about anything that's going on in any local market. All they care about are the New Yorks, the San Franciscos, the Denvers. And even then, they fired a lot of people in those markets, too. They don't care anymore. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. That's why I compare it. Here's my comparison. What if Walmart decided, you know what, we're tired of paying for all these brick-and-mortar stores. We're going to close them all, and we're just going to have everybody order everything online. Can you imagine Walmart doing that?
No.
I can't either.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that station ends up going under because it's not even interesting to listen to anymore.
No. You know why? Because it sounds like every other station that they have in every other city they have.
Well, did they take Hannity off, too?
I don't know. I don't work there anymore. I don't work there anymore.
Well, maybe somebody that's listening in can let us know. I know.
I don't want anybody to listen to them anymore. I want them to listen to Freedom 96.9. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a program I listen to on Saturdays, and it's on the FM dial, and they're going to have Gwen Faulkner-Lippert on. They're going to interview her this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So that'll be kind of interesting.
I don't know if she'll say anything. I don't know what her circumstance. I had to be quiet for like 6 months. I couldn't say anything for 6 months. Or they'd take away my severance. They gave me a severance, and I had to be quiet as a result.
Well,
yeah.
It's too bad because I used to listen to that station quite a bit.
And they do that because, yeah, that's who they are. Yeah. I got Darth Vader walking up and down the hallways over there. Yeah.
Sounds like communism to me.
I don't know how to classify it because that company was the number one company in the radio business nationwide, and an argument can be made worldwide, and they're just giving up on it completely.
How sad.
Yeah. I mean, I understand a lot of the things that they were going to do. I understand the initiative to have podcasts. I understood the initiative to have certain amounts of pre-produced things. I got all of that. But your bread and butter comes from the local listener. And to give up on that local listener is just like Walmart saying, all those people that go into the Walmart brick-and-mortar stores don't matter anymore. We want them to come to our website.
Well, it's really sad because I learned a lot about the planting and a lot of other things on the garden party.
Yeah,
and it was my favorite Saturday show.
When I would guest host it, I would go in there. I would not even have to prepare for it because it was so much fun to do. I knew no matter what happened, I wouldn't have to sit down and write down any notes because
right.
I knew it was going to take off and it was going to be entertaining because people got into it. People wanted to know it. That was the number one hobby of the people who listened to that radio station was gardening.
Well, it was so educational.
Sure.
So I think it's really sad, but yeah. Maybe there'll be an FM station somewhere that'll pick it up.
Well,
that would be
you
great.
Know, we're gonna do what we can, but I mean, it's out of my hands. I'm not a boss over here anymore. It's just I'm just the humble afternoon guy, and that's the way. I like it. So
well, you might tell them that people are calling and asking
they know.
About it.
They know. They know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They
okay.
know. Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a lovely 4th of July.
You too. And I thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. I am off tomorrow for the holiday weekend. So this is your opportunity to get your calls in to 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. One county clerk employee takes her job just a little too seriously. I'll explain that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Did I tell you I had to go have a MRI earlier today? My very first MRI, in fact. Felt like a milestone. Yeah. Nothing wrong. My neck. I was having a little trouble with my neck. Turns out I have a bulging disc. So got a favorite a little while. Let things repair on their own. Thank goodness. No surgery. Had I needed surgery, I sure could have used Medicare. And I'm not signed up yet because I'm not old enough yet. But if you were born in 1961, you are. And you're probably getting a lot of reminders from phone calls, mails, and texts trying to get you to sign up with a certain particular company that's out of state. You don't want that. You want somebody in state who knows exactly what they're doing and has done it so many times they can do this for you and set you up with a program that will work for you. That is the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. I'm learning it. The older we get, the more we start to fall apart. And that's why you need somebody on your side to make sure you get what you have coming to you from Medicare. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 36-22 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
And this does bother me as a citizen. It bothers me that George Soros' super PAC can put $100 million in and a Republican, the Kochs, can do the same thing. It does bother me a little on the surface. And I'd better for everybody if there were limits and it would actually free politicians to not be subservient to the people that put them into office.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Yeah, 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 I don't know.
405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. I'm going to be at the Liberty Fest Parade on Saturday, 9 o'clock, downtown Edmond. I'll be emceeing the parade, so if you're going to be there, I'd love for you to reach out, say hello. I'm trying to take a selfie. Sometimes it gets busy, but I'll do my best. And your calls to Freedom 96.9. One county clerk employee is taking her job a little too seriously. We'll get into what that was all about. But Tammy is in Shawnee. Thanks for hanging on, Tammy.
Hey, Lee.
Hey.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Done for everybody. I'm so excited. I love this holiday.
I do, too. I do, too.
First of all, you never cease to amaze me.
Oh?
The lady that called just a few minutes ago and was talking about the joke about Yankee Doodle, and then you just whip out all this knowledge about where it came from, the word.
It's because of all the time I spent listening to Casey Kasem on American Top 40.
Oh, I love Casey Kasem. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that. You never cease to amaze me. I always learn something from you.
Thank you.
Secondly, I loved the song you played. That was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we're going to play it again here a little later in the program because I want the rest of the audience to hear, because I don't think it's going to get a lot of airplay before the holiday. And then after that, the soccer game will be over by then. So I think people, but it's called Welcome to the Land of the Free, and it's by Jason Still. Yeah.
So, and the third thing, this is going to be crude, and I probably should refrain from saying what I was thinking, but you were talking about the Ayatollah being buried.
Yeah, they're going to bury the Ayatollah, I want to say, on July 9th. And my question is, if there's anything left to bury. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And so I was thinking to myself, and you said they can't embalm anybody. It's taken 4 months.
Yeah. Now, from what I understand, there is no Islamic rule, custom, or anything else against keeping them in a cooler or a freezer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But from what I understand, a bunker buster hit his quarters. And so was there anything left of him after that?
Well, and so I was thinking, as I'm trying to process all this, I think I have the answer.
All right.
To my own question. Knowing that he was obliterated, it probably has taken them 4 months to scrounge up
all the parts back together. Yeah.
To be able to bury him. I think I answered my own question.
Make it a Franken funeral. We put his body back together so we could bury him.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Richmond, Virginia is canceling its 4th of July celebration.
The cancellation is due to the extreme heat gripping the Commonwealth. The city has canceled their fireworks at Dogwood Dell, saying having the event would present unacceptable health and safety risks for attendees, performers, volunteer staff, and first responders. Temperatures in central Virginia are expected to be in the triple digits for the holiday, and health officials say prolonged exposure to that kind of heat is dangerous. The city is encouraging residents that are having trouble keeping cool to head to one of their cooling centers, public libraries, or public pools to cool off. I'm Rosie Rivera.
The Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over again.
There was no grand prize winner on Tuesday night, so the next drawing on Friday will be worth at least $542 million. The cash option on that works out to be $242 million. I'm Mark Nefield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. I worked a case involving a commercial truck driver who fell asleep at the wheel.
When we requested his logbook, the federally required record that tracks hours driven, it was incomplete. Entries were missing. The gap told us something important. Federal law strictly limits how many consecutive hours a truck driver can operate, and for good reason. Fatigue driving kills. When those records go missing or show signs of alteration, it raises serious questions about what a company is trying to hide. In trucking cases, critical evidence disappears fast. Logs, GPS data, dashcam footage, it can all be overridden within days of an accident. That's why you need to call a lawyer immediately. At McIntyre Law, we send legal preservation letters right away to make sure the evidence doesn't vanish before you can use it. Call us at any Oklahoma area code at 777-7000 or visit McIntyre Law. The first consultation is free.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple charges after a deadly hit-and-run crash involving two pedestrians. Sterling Morales reportedly struck two people near I-35 and Northeast 36th, with one victim dying and another suffering serious injuries. Police say Morales was impaired when officers stopped him shortly after the crash. He now faces complaints including second-degree murder, aggravated DUI, and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Oklahoma City Animal Welfare continues caring for more than 500 animals rescued during a recent drug investigation, with many of the animals reportedly now having health concerns and animal cruelty charges being sought. The seizure included hundreds of birds, along with dogs, cats, reptiles, and one horse. Shelter staff say most of the animals are expected to recover and eventually be placed with rescue groups or adopters. A Mustang Middle School student is headed to Washington, D.C. after winning Oklahoma's state final civics bee. Eighth grader Jessica Mabry earned first place with a presentation focused on teenage mental health. She received a $1,000 prize and will represent Oklahoma at the national competition to be held in November. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've worked hard, paid your dues, done things the right way. Now it's time to make sure your Medicare insurance plan works just as hard for you. Health 65 in Edmond can help you cut through the confusion and find a Medicare insurance plan that fits your needs without the hassle. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or just need help reviewing your options, Health 65 is here to help you make a confident choice. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call me today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Okie Dokie Bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
The water demand forecast is out for the next 50 years. Didn't know there was such a thing, but there is one distinguishing characteristic they left out, and it's an important detail. What it is coming up on the drive with Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and humid conditions with a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring mostly cloudy skies with breezy conditions at times and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 74. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect breezy conditions in the morning with otherwise partly sunny skies and hot weather reaching a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Happy 4th of July weekend. I am not going to be here tomorrow.
for the holiday. It's a company holiday for us, so your opportunity to call Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's 405-684-3777. One of the county clerk employees takes her job a little too seriously. We're going to get into that. The water demand forecast is out for the next 50 years, and there's one distinguishing factor that's being left out of that forecast, and it's an important one. Yeah. A little later on, are you worried about the communist movement that seems to be spreading across the nation? I don't think it is. I think it's just a few little hot pockets of boiling liberalism that's turning into communism, but I'll explain what I mean coming up. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Lee. It's Ray.
Hello, Ray.
I'm south of Norman, heading for Edmond.
All right. Glad to have you along today.
As I said, you're lying to us, aren't you?
Oh?
You're not going for an MRI tomorrow. You're flying back to New York to Madison Square Gardens.
Yep.
You're going to go be at the wedding.
You know, you got me. You got me, you know? Taylor was, you know, I was such a big part of Taylor's life.
Money.
And there she just said, Taylor just said, you've been such a big part of my life. You welcomed me to womanhood. I couldn't walk down the aisle without you there. So,
right.
I can't let Taylor down. I just can't. Yeah. She wrote that song. We're never ever getting back together. That's about me. Yeah.
I'm glad you came from the other station.
Thank you.
I'm glad Freedom and you made a good contact, and I'm glad you're here so we can listen to you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thank you very much. Actually, no, I had the MRI this morning, so that's all done with. Tomorrow, lovely wife and I, we were supposed to drive down to Dallas to pick up a family member who since decided they'd rather spend the weekend, I don't know, with some cyanide capsules or, I don't know, run the car in the garage for a while. I don't know what she's talking about. Anyway, so we don't have to go. We don't have to go.
You didn't want to go anyway.
No, I didn't want to go. I wanted to take the cyanide capsules rather than go to Dallas.
You don't want to go to Dallas. The road fork down there is killer.
My sister and brother-in-law hadn't driven through Dallas in like 30 years, and they called me in the middle of a traffic jam. And how do you get through all this when you're down here so often? How do you do it? I said, I get on the turnpikes. Oh.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I came from that communist state, California.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have toll roads.
I thought you were going to say
roads are only bridges.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm serious. The Oakland Bay Bridge. There's another San Mateo Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all toll roads. So we didn't have toll roads, but they do have a lot of problems on their highways.
I don't think they have enough interstate highways there.
No, but. Unlike Texas, they don't have a lot of LBJ freeways either.
No. And this, my sister and brother-in-law were on the LBJ, and I said, well, they're always doing construction on it, so I've just gotten used to it. And I said, you know, and then I gave them directions on how to get through town an easier way than the way they were going. And then I said, doesn't your GPS tell you? No, it doesn't tell us where the construction is. I said, well, you need to get a better GPS or something. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah, because you can get the little modules that go into the power, and it will tell you where traffic is,
yeah.
Where the construction is.
I mean, I don't even have to listen. I mean, it tells me. Lee, in 20 miles, there's construction. Are you ready for an alternate route? And then I'll look at it and say, yeah, okay, then take this highway up here, and you get around it. So,
yeah, the construction up here in Oklahoma, if everybody just behaves themselves, zippers properly,
yeah,
you get through it real quick.
It's nothing. People don't believe me
Ray, when I tell them we don't have traffic problems in Oklahoma City. What are you talking about? It took me 40 minutes to get into work today. Oh, yeah? Try 4 hours. That's a traffic problem.
Yeah, that's Texas.
Yeah.
And TxDOT is not like OkDOT.
No.
Because OkDOT gets the jobs done.
Yes. And the Texas Turnpike, they have a different type of turnpike authority than we do. And so the other day, I was on the LBJ, and I was trying to get to the North Dallas Tollway, and I hadn't driven that way in a while. I thought, oh, look at this express lane. That's cool. I think I'll take that. And off I go. Next thing I know, I'm getting a $14 bill because I drove 5 miles on that express lane. I thought, no wonder nobody was on this thing.
Well, understand this. A lot of the toll roads in Dallas are not owned by Texas.
No, I know that. Yeah.
They're owned by foreign countries.
Mm-hmm. Probably China.
China, Japan, Saudi Arabia. Oh, there's all sorts of them down there.
Yeah.
But being that I came from California, I don't drive on roads that are already built and they think they're going to charge you for it.
Yeah.
I stay off toll roads.
Yeah. Good for you.
I'm not sending my money overseas. Anyway, Lee, happy 4th of July. I hope you have a great weekend.
All righty. And I will give Taylor Swift a kiss for you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll tell her this is from Ray.
Have a great weekend, sir.
All right. You too on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. I'll give Taylor Swift this. I'll give her two things. Number one, she's a very good businesswoman. Number two, she's always been, when it comes to being a pop star or country star, she's always been relatively modest. You've not seen Taylor Swift do a Maxim magazine shoot. You've not seen Taylor Swift in a bikini where her nipples are hanging out. You've not seen Taylor Swift in a thong, at least in anything that I've seen. She's some of her costumes on stage are kind of high cut, but that's because she knows she has long legs and she's showing that part off. But for the most part, she leaves a lot of that to Kelsey's vision, I imagine, which is good. That means she's a good and faithful wife. 405-608, or will be, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hi, Lee, it's Jason from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Jason. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking about what you were saying about communism and whether it's nationwide or it's just local pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to say, I really do think it's nationwide. I've been watching this closely for the past 10 years. And while you're right, you've got these local pockets like New York and Colorado and California. It's very strong. And there has been a lot of people who have worked a very long time to get things to where they are. And I think that it is incredibly dangerous. And thank God for President Trump, but he's right about the threat that it truly is. And you don't have to think very far back to, you know, when it came to COVID and the mass compliance, the mass guilt, the tactic of mass guilt when it came to, you know, racism and all the things that we saw happen there with BLM and the riots. Those are tactics that were used over the last 100 years to try and change the entire face of this country. But I can certainly understand why you might think it just might be here and there.
Well, here's the thing, Jason, and I don't disagree with you. We do have it nationwide, and I think we've had it nationwide for a long time. I mean, even going back to the 50s. The thing is, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez or Mandami or this chick Mallet Quiroz or this other chick Dara Lisa Chevalier, they're getting elected on these policies, but once they take these policies national, they lose. And the Democrat Party ultimately will lose taking these policies national. And the policies are all the policies that the Democrat Party lost on. Open borders, green energy, inheritance tax, government-run grocery stores, men and women's bathrooms, playing in women's sports, free health care, free drugs, government regulation on everything, higher taxes on gas. And the list goes on and on and on. None of those policies are popular with the overall American people right now. They're popular in New York and New York City and the barrel, one or two barrels of Denver and one or two barrels of the cities in California, but not nationwide.
I'd agree with you. Nationwide is very unpopular. I think that had a lot to do with public education and people calling it to light.
Yeah.
As to what was going on. You know, and if it weren't for that, you know, we could have gone just like all these other countries around the world. And, you know, that campaign has been against the West, like I said, for the last 100 years. A lot of that came up through South America when it came to South American countries, particularly in the 50s. You know, I would challenge your listeners, if they have the time, to look up the name Bella Dodd, D-O-D-D.
Okay.
She was a former communist who testified before the Senate and Congress in 1953 and 54.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very detailed and explicit about the activities that she was involved in and the tactics that they used, like mass guilt and things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you read through her testimony, you will be shocked, and you will see all the things that over the last 50 years, particularly the last 10 years, that have been kind of replayed again and again against people to try and at least beat them down into submission, if not try and change them completely. And I think it's a fascinating read. She was involved in education and in the legal field, and the things that she did and the people that she was involved with had a profound effect. This was, of course, during the McCarthy era. You mentioned not that long ago, and things kind of got sideways, but, you know, I think you had agreed that he was correct about the threat at that time and what was really going on, but I would say that it never really went away.
I don't think so either. And again, once those policies make the national platform, they're not popular policies. And this woman, Kyros, who was born in Ethiopia, I've learned overnight she failed as a lawyer, has been biding her time working as a barista, serving coffee. And she, if elected, will probably become a member of the squad. But again, that's just a handful of people in the House of Representatives. And those policies are not popular nationwide, and they're not going to be. So if the Democrat Party thinks this is a opportunity to rebrand, or if they think this is an opportunity to find another means of getting money, because you got to understand that the DNC is out of money. They spent everything they had trying to get Kamala Harris elected, and it didn't work. So now they're looking for as many financial sources as they can. Will they use these communists to do it and then drop them like a hot potato? Maybe. I've seen the Democrat Party do that before, and maybe that's why nobody's criticizing. Nobody in the Democrat Party is criticizing these candidates.
Oh yeah, I think they're definitely afraid of each other.
Yeah,
because if you don't comply, you will pay the price. They
have
made that explicitly clear, and they've actually done that against the American people as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't wait to agree with you more about how this is going to end up and that it won't be popular, but I beg everybody to never become complacent and just assume that this is just going to work out. You have to push against this every single minute of the day.
Yeah.
You have to mean these people out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I pray that we will not be annoyed by them anymore because, there's just times I can't stand them.
Yeah.
But thank you for mentioning it.
Sure, Jason, and thanks a lot for listening to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And that's the other thing. They don't have a platform. All they have is screeching. When this woman won, Tuesday, Malet Kyros is her name. She was born in Ethiopia. All she could do is screech out about how we're not going to put up with it anymore. free Medicare for everybody. Everybody gets Medicare that is eligible for it. Free education for everybody. Everybody gets free education that, you know, and so on and so forth. But that's all she had was screeching. And screeching is not a platform. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, a join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Big 4th of July weekend, and you get the Roman candle, at least from Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, they wanted me to make sure you knew that right now, for a temporary few days, General Motors is offering 0% financing for 60 months on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half tons. And they've got a whole fleet for you to have a look at. If they don't have the color, style, or features you're looking for, they can get it within 24 hours at Frontier Auto Group. Why don't you call and ask more about it? 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. And 4th of July weekend is a great weekend to look for deals. This is one of those deals that's going to go away on the 7th of July. So you only have a few days to take advantage of it. 0% for 60 months. It doesn't get much better than that. And it's at Frontier Auto Group. This is on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados at Frontier Auto Group Chevrolet, just off El Reno's Auto Alley, off Route 66 and the new roundabout. And from their family to yours, happy 4th.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Major Merritt with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you to test alarms monthly, replace batteries if they chirp, and remember, smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. Make sure alarms are installed on every level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more information, go to okc.gov/fire. Residents of Oklahoma City can request free smoke alarms by visiting our website or calling 405-316-BEAT. That's 405-316-2337.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They were powered by people who were the complete opposite of me, meaning people who didn't want to do the work. Socialism is a fancy word for losers. That's what socialism appeals to. It's the people who made all the wrong decisions in life that have decided they're entitled to successful people's stuff because they sucked. You know, whenever somebody says, oh, capitalism's not fair, capitalism is fair as fair can be.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Matthews with The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. Rudy writes, Lee, every town America, a group started and funded by Michael Bloomberg, is one of the more prominent groups in the gun control lobby, lambasted the Supreme Court's decision to take up what it calls a reckless gun lobby challenge. Every town law's Janet Carter defended AR-15 bans, saying that the laws are critical public safety measures and that they're consistent with the Second Amendment. No, they are not. And anytime you hear them start talking about safety and critical safety, they're talking about grabbing your guns. Goes on to say, six federal appeals courts have highly upheld assault weapon and large capacity magazine laws, and we urge the Supreme Court to follow suit. She went on to say, Breitbart News reported that the two cases that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear, Grant versus Higgins and Viramontes versus Cook County, are consolidated and will result in a ruling as to whether AR-15 ownership is protected by the Second and 14th Amendments. In my humble opinion, Lee, the only thing that every town is afraid of is the loss of their control over the Second Amendment and gun control issues. Yes, Rudy, that is all they are afraid of, and I'm afraid they will be losing more of that power. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. State agents are investigating a former Oklahoma County Clerk Office employee for allegedly embezzling county funds. Oklahoma County Clerk Marissa Treat said the employee was hired before the term began in 2023 and has been fired. Some of the biggest responsibilities of the county clerk's office are overseeing payroll for all the other county employees and managing the county finances. Marissa Murrow, although specific details are not being released, many county leaders have said that this is a very serious matter. The former employee took her job so seriously. Not only did she make sure she got paid before anybody else did, she made sure that she got more money than anybody else did. The responsibilities of that employee have been divided up in as best as they can, and that is that. So I'm glad she's gone. And another reason we need to break up the Department of Human Services, a man who had been working for the Oklahoma DHS is behind bars. Myron McKinney, 38, facing six counts of lewd acts with a child under the age of 16. Just the kind of guy we want working in our DHS, right? The tip came from a DHS hotline that led to the investigation. He's accused of grooming and molesting young boys, including a 10-year-old. Some of the alleged crimes go back to 2021. And the water demand forecast is out for the next 50 years. The report projects total water demand will increase from 1.96 million acre feet per year in 2020 to 2.22 million acre feet by 2075. That's a 13% increase. Agriculture remains the state's biggest water user. Crop irrigation accounts for more than half of Oklahoma's water demand and is projected to increase 14% by 2075. The second largest increase comes from public supply. As Oklahoma's population is growing, about 3.96 million people to about 4.76 million over that period of time, water demand is expected to increase 18%. Self-supplied domestic use is projected to increase 17%. That means water wells. Industrial demand is projected to increase 10%. The forecast projects that livestock water demand will drop by 5%. That's because we don't have as much livestock that we're raising in the state. Thermoelectric power demand is also projected to drop by 12%. However, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board said projections did not include future demand from new facilities such as data centers. Huh. The board said the projections did not look at what people called hyperscale large data centers. And the board said the state's water forecast did not include the future demand for new facilities that secured water permits because there was no reliable information to estimate their water use. But maybe an estimate could have been put in there? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. How much money would a data center bring into a community? That coming up on the...
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Police investigating a domestic dispute that led to a shooting in Southwest OKC. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. While on Fox News, Vice President J.D. Vance criticized a Supreme Court ruling that struck down a Trump-era executive order on birthright citizenship, calling it a major mistake and arguing it could encourage birth tourism.
This is a very disappointing ruling from the Supreme Court. Of course, we respect it, but we also think that it was a major, major mistake.
The administration signals continued legal and immigration enforcement efforts. A letter signed by 19 retired military leaders is backing Democratic governors who refuse to send National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. for the America 250 celebration.
The letter was sent to 18 governors, including California Governor Gavin Newsom, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. It said, instead of celebrating U.S. history, sending troops to D.C. in the present context is instead likely to undermine force morale. The White House responded in an email that disagreed with the generals and governors' positions. I'm Michael Kastner.
Reports say former Vice President Kamala Harris has been reaching out to New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani and pro-Palestinian activist groups as she builds political support ahead of a possible 2028 presidential run, signaling an effort to strengthen ties with progressives, democratic socialists, and left-leaning voters. Fourth of July weekend means fireworks, picnics, and patriotism. It also can mean some major discounts for shoppers.
Summer's just officially begun, but retailers are already looking ahead to fall, and you might get some big bargains on things that you will use between now and Labor Day at one of the many long holiday weekend sales. The website Dad Deals suggests you look for discounts on swimwear and other summer fashions, grills, and other outdoor gear. You may find lower prices on major appliances, too. Expert shoppers say to wait on tech, though, with better deals coming during the back-to-school sales, which will begin in a matter of weeks. I'm Daria Albinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are, or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Country Road. Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police are investigating a domestic dispute that led to a shooting Tuesday night in southwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded near Reno Avenue and MacArthur Boulevard, finding a man suffering from a gunshot wound upon arrival. He was then taken to the hospital for treatment and is expected to make a recovery. A woman was taken into custody at the scene, but authorities haven't released any additional details or names. A former Oklahoma DHS supervisor has been arrested on allegations involving a child under his care. 38-year-old Myron McKinney faces six complaints of lewd acts with a child under the age of 16. Investigators say allegations involve conduct that occurred while he supervised a DHS case. Court records indicate the victim was 13 at the time. DHS says McKinney's employment ended after the allegations surfaced, and the investigation continues. Oklahoma City's annual water quality report shows the city's drinking water met all federal and state safety standards in 2025, with officials saying more than 200,000 samples were collected and tested. City leaders say the results reflect ongoing efforts to maintain safe and reliable drinking water. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
So how much money would a data center bring into an average small community, and is it worth it? You be the judge as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews. It all continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and humid conditions with a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring mostly cloudy skies with breezy conditions at times and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 74. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect breezy conditions in the morning with otherwise partly sunny skies and hot weather reaching a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Liberty Fest Parade, hosted by Freedom 96.9. And the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. From 1776 to Route 66, the freedom of America rolls on. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So one county clerk employee is in trouble because she took her job a little bit too seriously. The water demand forecast is out for the next 50 years. It did not take into account possible data centers. And a little later on, I wanted to get into how much money does a data center actually bring in? And is it worth it? Your thoughts on that or anything else you might want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews at freedom969.com. We were talking about communism across the country, too. We've got another communist that has won the primary for U.S. Congress in Denver, unseating a 30-year incumbent. Now, this district is almost all of downtown Denver, which is in bad shape. And just like parts of downtown New York City, that is where some of these communist ideas are taking root for that very reason. Things are so bad, people are like, yeah, give me free stuff, give me free stuff. And that's all they have to offer is free stuff. But they have nothing to offer when they can't follow through with that free stuff. And when that happens, they'll just blame the rich. Well, I would have been able to do that if those rich people hadn't been so rich. We're also seeing a trend of people who really have bombed out of life with everything else they've did it. Zoran Mandami bombed out of everything he tried in life. Tried to be a rapper. Tried to be an actor. Bombed out. I don't even know if he went to law school. And then there's this woman out of Denver went to law school, but she bombed out of being a lawyer. And it's kind of like Bernie Sanders and Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez. She was a bartender. And don't get me wrong. I think citizen legislators who don't have degrees in law, I think we need those people in Congress. But what we don't need in Congress is someone who's unwilling to study and learn, like Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez is unwilling to study and learn, so that when she sits down in a committee meeting to interview or to ask questions of whatever they're investigating, she at least knows what she's doing and is not reading off of a, turn the page, script. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Bill writes, Lee, Mandami investor exodus. Even billionaires have a breaking point. Zoran Mamdani has just frozen the rents of over a million apartments in New York City. Investor Sergey Brin has responded by walking out the door. The world's third richest man dumped his entire stake in a New York rent-stabilized apartment fund for 6 cents on the dollar. Not a typo. 6 cents. Yeah, Bill, that's because he's got enough money where he can lose that money. That's how millionaires operate. They have so much money, it doesn't matter when they make a wrong decision or when things don't go their way, because they have enough money. But what they do try to do is cut their losses as soon as possible and get out. And that's what this guy's doing. Mondami's socialist utopia looks like, in practice, a $268 billion man taking a bath just to get as far away from New York and the New York City housing policy as he can. And Brin is not alone. The fund that he fled is sitting on $84 million in unpaid rent and facing foreclosure on $500 million loan. University of California already wrote down that its own $115 million investment by 50%. Meanwhile, Brin took his pennies and quietly bought a $51 million waterfront estate in Miami. That's the market giving Mondami a one-finger salute on the way out. In the A&E real estate spokesperson, for real estate put it plainly, institutionalized capital, both equity investors and lenders, are fleeing New York City's rent-stabilized apartment sector. They understand that New York is a doom loop. A doom loop built by design, celebrated as compassion. Remember what Margaret Thatcher said? The trouble with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. New York is not running out. It's chasing the money out. And there's a difference. And it's a lot worse. And Bill, I agree with you, which is another example of how these communistic ideas are not going to last because they don't. They are vastly unpopular nationwide, and they're vastly unpopular when it comes to the markets. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. What do you think of that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio? Freedom 96.9. It's 4th of July weekend. Make your own bang at H&H Shooting Sports. H&H Shooting Sports, where you can try before you buy in the indoor shooting range, and they'll be open this weekend for you to do just that. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE9. That'll make a hell of a bang, and it's just $529.99. Grab the HK G36-22 rifle. It is now on sale for $529.99 and take 15% off all select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. Plus, you'll want their delivery and installation. Those things are big, they're heavy, and these guys know how to handle them and know exactly how to put them where you want them to go. And don't forget to mark your calendar, H&H Summer Expo, coming up on the 17th and 18th of this month. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at DiscountGarageDoor.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9 accurate their forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low 74. We'll be partly cloudy tomorrow and hot, high of 95. Tomorrow night's low 75. 4th of July, sunny, high 98. 60% chance of rain in the evening and overnight hours. Then Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 89. It's 95 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. And once again, I will be out tomorrow. It'll be a best of Lee Matthews. I'll be spending the holiday with family and hope you will be too. And that's when my company here is observing the 4th of July holiday. So I will be at the parade on Saturday, downtown Edmond, 9 o'clock, Liberty Fest Parade. You'll want to get there early because this is going to be the biggest parade probably since they've been having the parade. I think there's over 100 exhibits and floats that are scheduled to be in that parade. So that's what's going on Saturday, downtown Edmond on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So how much money does a data center bring in? The mayor of UConn, Brian Pillmore, said that he didn't answer any questions regarding the potential data center at this week's meeting because that question was not a part of the meeting's posted topics, he said. It was outside the agenda. As the data center proposal remained a central issue, Pillmore said the city currently receives about $1 million in franchise fee taxes from residential customers. I gather that's a year. He said the data center was originally projected to bring in about $8 million to $12 million a year in franchise tax fees, but that could be upwards of $24 million a year if President Trump's Bipartisan Ratepayer Protection Act is passed. The act would require tech companies to pay their own share of energy and infrastructure costs. The divided council and embattled mayor are reviewing more on how the franchise fee works behind the meter, and we'll revisit the discussion about the purchase and sale agreement between UConn and BLE Land Holdings in the future. That doesn't remove the fact that the people of UConn do need to know about what's going on and do need to decide if $12 million in income is worth it. Is it? Now, what if Trump's initiative doesn't go through? That's the other thing that needs to be covered by whoever. And I think that's probably why many more of the other Luther, Piedmont, Oklahoma City, Norman just did, I think. They have all put moratoriums on allowing any data center projects to go forward in their municipalities. But that's the answer. If the question is, how much money would this bring in? The answer is between $12 and $24 million a year. Now, if you're a small town and you're starting to grow and you're starting to see some infrastructure problems that you can't afford right now, that looks mighty tempting. At the same time, when you have these management companies coming in and they're wanting to do all of this on the down low and they don't want the public to know about it because they don't want the public to do what they did in UConn, get mad and start protesting the development of a data center. They don't want that. I get it. But that doesn't change the fact that they have a right to know and a right to decide if this is coming to their community or not. And that's where their elected officials cannot let them down. So that's why Pillmore is in trouble. I think they're circulating a recall petition. I don't know if that's going to stop the data center. You know, it might make a few people feel better, but I don't think it's going to stop the data center. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Doug writes, Lee, there is a lot of doom and gloom being reported in the wake to be taken with a grain of salt. Bernie Sanders continues to get elected, the education system continues to pump out anti-American students, and the media refuses to reveal the horrors of communism, past and present. Meanwhile, we all allow Soros to fund the worst of the worst. Illegals are one Democrat president away from sneaking into the election and extending mail-in ballots, and that all remains a thing. This is a bad stew which the enemies of America can and will use. Well, they already are. I'm of the mindset that we must remain vigilant and put the one conversation folks of our age discuss online that we cannot believe how far we have slipped in this country. And Doug, yeah, foreign nationals are already manipulating our immigration laws. And the fact that the Supreme Court ruled what it did on Tuesday in regards to birthright citizenship, that means many of them are going to double down on things like Nepo tourism. That's where our immigration service needs to step in. Okay, you're coming from China. You're pregnant. I'm sorry, we can't let you into our country because we can't risk you utilizing or manipulating our health care nor our immigration status. Same with anybody that might be coming from the southern border or even the Canadian border for that matter. Thank you, Doug. Good thoughts on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. They used to say just as soon as you turn 40, everything starts to fall apart. Well, actually, now it's more like right when you first turn 60, everything starts to fall apart. And I'm learning that slowly but surely. As those things do start to fall, you want to make sure you still have access to what you have coming to you from Medicare. And Medicare and the United States government don't make it easy. That's why if you were born in 1961 and you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts, you need to call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They can be there to help you walk through all of it and make sure you get everything you have coming to you. Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Call 405-844-8570, 405-844-8570. Call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and they'll put together a plan that works for you. Make sure you have you get everything coming to you so you can continue to fight aging every step of the way with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-844-8570.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Look, if Clarence Thomas is mad, I think that you all are justified in getting angry, too. I'm tired of people trying to drive the car and tell you what to be angry about or not angry about. If Clarence Thomas is mad, I'll be damned. I think that's a good standard of measure to justify whether or not your anger is legitimate. Don't you agree?
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy tonight, low 74. Partly cloudy tomorrow and hot, high 95. Tomorrow night, 75 the low. 4th of July will be sunny with a high of 98 and a 60% chance of rain late in the evening. So no rain on your charcoal as far as that's concerned. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 89. It's 95 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Talking about the money that is brought in by data centers, we are seeing estimates between $12 million and $24 million, depending on if the president gets an act signed. And is that worth it is my question. In UConn, Tim, hi, thanks for hanging on.
Yes, sir. Guns for everybody, a day early, and happy 250.
You too.
Just a question. I caught a video of some of our great friends over at our Turnpike Authority, speaking of communism,
that the individual
was representing some landowners out there that had simply stated that they did not want the surveyors, et cetera, out on their property. And according to Title 21, those people are not allowed, if they're requested and told verbally or in writing, not to be allowed to access their property. However, the Great Turnpike Authority hired state troopers to go out and play security for said surveyors as they were jumping fences and surveying property.
Ah.
And I was just wondering if you'd seen any of that, and if so, where does that lie with our good friends in the legal department far as the Turnpike Authority, who answers to nobody, being able to break the law and plus have law enforcement there to enforce breaking the law?
Well, I personally have not witnessed it, but I'm sure there are those who are with Pike off OTA who have witnessed it because they've been watching for it.
Yes, that's what the video was done by.
Okay. So,
and they had multiple companies out there, surveyors, that they've seen multiple times, and the landowners or their designees have stated that they do not want them on their property, but yet the Highway Patrol's called in, and they're told that they can do whatever they want to do on private property, that the surveyors can go wherever they want to go.
Well, that's where I would make sure I get that on video, and then I would make sure that whatever legal pursuit I am utilizing, I will provide them with that video. But I'm sure the Pike off OTA has already done that.
Yeah, it's out there for the people to see. I just thought it was quite ironic that they're using our tax dollars to put state troopers instead of working the highways, getting the human trafficking and the illegal CDL drivers.
Yeah.
We're out babysitting surveyors who have been legally told by all rights of the Oklahoma Constitution that they're not allowed out there and they're not wanted out there, but yet we're providing them security? That doesn't make sense.
In many ways, that's like the brown shirts of the Nazis. They would go out make sure that, the law says this and you say that. And you know what? We're just going to surround your place of business and keep anybody from going in or out, and you're going to starve to death. What they're doing here is, we're going to send the cops out and make sure that the cops allow the surveyors to do the survey on your private property.
Yeah, lock fences, lock gates, and they just jump over them and continue on like there's no problem at all.
That's another aspect of the OTA that needs to go.
I agree.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, sir. You do a great service to all of us.
Thank you,
Tim.
Keep
up the good work.
You too, and happy 4th of July on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Victor writes, Lee, the recent breakdown of the Democrat Party has happened due to three basic steps. First, the Democrat Party has no power. No White House, no Supreme Court, no House, no Senate, no majority of state legislatures. Their influence is entirely institutional. Corporate boardrooms, academia, mainstream media, K-12, and even those are eroding. That's the regard, not the front line. Oh, the rear guard, not the front line. Second, Victor goes on to say, the Democrats hate Trump with a pathological obsession. Anything he does, they are against. Their only weapon to stop him is the federal judiciary, specifically the highly politicized Biden-appointed judges, cherry-picked by the Soros-funded legal groups, volunteering for partisan stays. That's the whole resistance and handful of activist judges in their and their financiers. Thirdly, they have no agenda. The public wants. So rather than win an argument, they want to rewrite the rules. Same-day voter registration, all mail-in ballots, no voter ID, abolish the filibuster, eliminate the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, add two new states to and manufacture four new Democrat senators. That's the entire platform of the Democrat Party. And, Victor, you're right. You're right. Meanwhile, they've got the left end of their party who's saying that that's not enough. You've got to increase government intervention and government rules and regulations, and you've got to increase taxes, and you've got all these communistic ideas that have to be implemented as well. So they're being held hostage by that as well. Thank you, Victor, for writing in to L. Matthews at freedom969.com. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
San Diego Pride is in July, and there's no conspiracy theory as to why.
Pride commemorates the Stonewall Uprising of 1969, and everyone celebrates it in June, unless you're in San Diego. The holdout is simply for better weather. This year's Pride Parade is set for July 18th, with the Pride Festival following for 2 days. Organizers say there'll be about 250,000 attendees, which makes this among the biggest LGBTQ events in the country. It also has about a $30 million impact on the local economy, and that is worth the weather holdout. I'm Bree Tennis.
Actor, businessman, and professional wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson is facing backlash from some Hollywood figures after refusing to publicly share his political views, with critics including Will Wheaton calling him a coward, sparking a broader debate over whether celebrities should speak out on politics.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. I worked a case involving a commercial truck driver who fell asleep at the wheel. When we requested his logbook, the federally required record that tracks hours driven, it was incomplete. Entries were missing. The gap told us something important. Federal law strictly limits how many consecutive hours a truck driver can operate, and for good reason. Fatigue driving kills. When those records go missing or show signs of alteration, it raises serious questions about what a company is trying to hide. In trucking cases, critical evidence disappears fast. Logs, GPS data, dashcam footage, it can all be overridden within days of an accident. That's why you need to call a lawyer immediately. At McIntyre Law, we send legal preservation letters right away to make sure the evidence doesn't vanish before you can use it. Call us at any Oklahoma area code at 777-7000 or visit McIntyre Law. The first consultation is free.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police are investigating a domestic dispute that led to a shooting Tuesday night in southwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded near Reno Avenue and MacArthur Boulevard, finding a man suffering from a gunshot wound upon arrival. He was then taken to the hospital for treatment and is expected to make a recovery. A woman was taken into custody at the scene, but authorities haven't released any additional details or names. A former Oklahoma DHS supervisor has been arrested on allegations involving a child under his care. 38-year-old Myron McKinney faces 6 complaints of lewd acts with a child under the age of 16. Investigators say allegations involve conduct that occurred while he supervised a DHS case. Court records indicate the victim was 13 at the time. DHS says McKinney's employment ended after the allegations surfaced, and the investigation continues. Oklahoma City's annual water quality report shows the city's drinking water met all federal and state safety standards in 2025, with officials saying more than 200,000 samples were collected and tested. City leaders say the results reflect ongoing efforts to maintain safe and reliable drinking water. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Is it really a communist movement sweeping the nation? I say no. I'll tell you what it really is as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and the drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and humid conditions with a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring mostly cloudy skies with breezy conditions at times and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 74. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect breezy conditions in the morning with otherwise partly sunny skies and hot weather reaching a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Well, you just heard it, so we've got 95 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. One of the county clerks is no longer employed for embezzlement. Your thoughts on that? Water demand forecast is out. We're seeing a 13% increase in the use of water over the next 50 years. That's not too bad. But it doesn't take data centers into account. Now, the president is trying to get a measure passed into law that the data centers will have to provide their own electricity and their own water. They will have to provide themselves with their own water. We'll wait to see how that is passed before maybe some of these moratoriums are lifted. And is it really a communist movement sweeping the nation? I think it's just a couple of hot boiling cauldrons of liberalism that's turning communist, because most of the ideas that they will have to sell nationally are not going to sell. Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. While in custody, I see that Brent Swadley has suffered a permanent injury to his middle finger after it was reportedly shut in a door. You may remember Brent Swadley was found guilty of embezzling money from the state to build restaurants and state parks. He said his finger had been stuck in the door and there was blood everywhere. On a phone call to his wife, he came back down and got the end of his finger, and they put it into formaldehyde or whatever they called it, but they can't salvage it at St. Anthony's. So they're sending him to a specialist. He said it hurts pretty bad, but the finger is all jacked up. There's a big chunk that's gone. Swadley's attorney on Tuesday asked the court to order the Oklahoma County Detention Center to hand over any video evidence of the incident that resulted in the injury. The court agreed and ordered the detention center to give the video to Swadley's attorney by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Once it was in his custody, he was told to produce that video to the court and the state. Swadley's attorney said they are weighing legal action against the Oklahoma County Detention Center following that injury. He also said it's unclear what legal action they will pursue, and said that it all hinges on what they see in the security footage, which will soon be in their hands. You know, after I've seen this case and after I've seen what they've got him on, and they're calling it embezzlement, they're calling it fraud, it would be easy to go back and check it as a bookkeeping error. I think this high-profile case, and as well-known and as successful a businessman as Swadley is, he should have been released on his own recognizance, or at least house arrest with a monitor, not jail time. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney general. I don't pretend to be one. Maybe there is a statute, a legal statute that I'm overlooking, that would not allow him to be released on his own recognizance or house arrest. But what do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. That or anything else you might want to bring up on the topic buffet today. Another reminder, tomorrow I will be out celebrating the holiday with family, just like you probably will be. But on Saturday, we'll be celebrating the largest 4th of July festival, one of the largest in the country, with events like the concert in the park, the rodeo, the Liberty Spring Car Show, the Liberty Fest Parade. It will be Saturday at 8 o'clock downtown Edmond. I will be there to MC the parade along with our good friend down the hall, Bill Reed. Then later on Saturday night, the Grand Fireworks Show is back on the grounds of UCO. We have got more information posted at freedom969.com if you want to know about that. Right now, the weather's looking good with the chances of rain holding off until after the fireworks show. That fireworks show, by the way, 9:30, the campus of UCO. So a happy 4th of July from our family to yours on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. All right, you got your barbecue lined up, you got your coleslaw lined up, you got your adult beverages lined up. Do you have your savings on a new car lined up for 4th of July weekend? Because 4th of July is not only meant for barbecue and fireworks, it's meant for great savings, especially when it comes to the Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group wants me to tell you that General Motors has, for a few days only, offered 0% for 60-month financing on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half-ton pickups, and they've got a bunch of them on the lot. You can either put a regular bed on or gussy them up any way you want. But they're there, and you can get them at great savings now for 60 months, 0% financing. That's almost unheard of at Frontier Chevrolet, but they've also got Frontier Jeep and Dodge and Ram and Chrysler, and all there just off El Reno's Auto Alley. Off Route 66, call 405-262-3355 to learn more about this temporary 0% financing at Frontier Auto Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry.
Freedom 96.9 accurate forecast. Calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low of 74. Partly cloudy, hot tomorrow, high 95. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Into the 4th of July, a high of 98. 60% chance of evening and early morning showers into Sunday. We've got Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 89. It's 95 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Marvin writes, Lee, smart move from Senator Bernie Moreno. He is reintroducing the 1993 bill from Democrat Harry Reid that would end birthright citizenship for kids of non-citizens while cracking down on asylum abuse, human smuggling, illegal hiring, and border security. Reid's own bill proves Democrats use to understand the issue. Today's Democrats, they want open borders and to dilute American citizenship. Moreno's plan puts them on the spot. support a bill from a guy they named an airport after, or admit you're trying to fundamentally transform America. If they block it, time to eliminate the filibuster and get it done. Protect American citizenship. Yes, Marvin, you are right about that. And Bernie Moreno, I hope he is successful in that. I think there's a couple of others that are working on something similar. Maybe not to bring back that bill from 1993, but just to plain make it illegal for you to have a baby in the United States and that baby be automatically considered a citizen. Just because I walk onto the deck of a 747 cockpit doesn't mean I can fly that 747. Just because my wife automatically has a baby while it's flying over the United States, say, to Canada, does not mean it is a United has citizenry to the United States. Likewise, we need to outlaw any and all what they call nepo tourism. Companies that on purpose have people pay them to get them into the United States so that they can have their babies. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And Marvin, the other thing is that the Democrats of today want open borders because they want to hang on to power in the states that have the most electoral college votes, and that's New York and California. They want those populations to be high, so that's where they want to send all of these immigrants that flood across the border. That's exactly why they put them on buses and planes and sent them to either New York or California. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
It's Platinum Black.
Hello, Platinum Black. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, just wanted to add and reiterate on the birthright ordeal. Mm-hmm. It's not just the United States. It's United States territory as well.
Yep.
So I mentioned Guam the other day. That for the people, I had some interesting conversations.
Let me just go over the territories. Guam qualifies. U.S. Virgin Islands qualifies. Puerto Rico qualifies. Any of these territories qualify.
Yeah, and I would challenge United States citizens, fly somewhere and go into the hospital to have a baby, even if you are a quote-unquote man, because they can have babies too. Just go in and get have a baby and see if they let you have citizenship or the child have citizenship.
No, they don't. Yeah. No.
That's all I got, Lee. I was just being sarcastic and facetious.
No, you're right about that. No, but see, you're right about that. And I don't know. I don't know. Did I understand you were in the service?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you know this feeling. The second you get off the plane in a foreign country, there's a little bit of unease. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm not in America anymore. I have to be careful. They could probably nab me for throwing a cigarette on the sidewalk and throw me in some god-awful jail for it without a trial.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And we've had service members, some, one of which I know that was detained, being abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen.
Yeah.
But America, we need to get a little bit serious about what it is with national security and other issues where we're thinking they're going to suspend I guess it takes another emergency to get us a suspension of all rights.
Yeah.
We need to be a little bit more vigilant.
No, I agree. I agree. We can't allow another COVID to happen. We can't allow that to happen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for listening. Platinum Black, have a happy 4th of July on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Tehran is preparing for July 9th burial of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. More than 4 months after his death, as authorities mobilize the Bazij military and mount a massive security operation ahead of what is expected to be an historic turnout. The lengthy delay to the funeral has raised questions about how Khamenei's remains have been preserved, as Islamic tradition says there has to be a prompt burial and there is no chemical embalming. Iran's forensic morgues already hold bodies for months, so for months in freezing is not exotic, nor is it out of the realm of the religious and legal standards.
Operation Epic Fury began on February 28th with a targeted U.S. strike that killed Khamenei in his compound in Tehran. He had ruled the Islamic Republic for 36 years. There may not be much of a body present, as Khamenei was killed by a bunker-penetrating strike, and others killed with him were recovered weeks later and identified by DNA. So if they had to identify by DNA, that tells me not only do they not have much of a body for Khamenei, they don't have much of a body for the others either. The regime holding an intact body does not cancel a farewell. That shifts the burial site repeatedly and confirms that it can be buried days out. It reads like a reverence for more like remains that could be preserved but not on display. With that, Iranian authorities are portraying the funeral as both a farewell to the leader and a show of strength under the slogan, "We must avenge." That's what they're more interested in. According to Iranian state media, the deputy for culture and educational affairs at the Martyrs Foundation in Iran, one of the funeral's organizers, that the ceremony would be conducted with full grandeur. I can hardly wait. The schedule starts with a public viewing Saturday and Sunday in Tehran. A funeral procession is scheduled for July 6th. If it was anything like Ayatollah Khomeini, the body fell off the bier twice or three times. Local authorities estimate 15 million to 20 million people would attend. Because they're going to have guns behind them saying, if you don't, we're going to shoot you. Another procession is planned the following day in Qom, one of the Shiite Islam's holiest cities. Might be an opportunity to take a couple of IRGC members out, if you ask me, but that's just me. I'm Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's getting to the point where you can't even depend upon your insurance company. You know, the guys you spend so much money with to protect your home? Hey, it's Lee Matthews. I mean, there's already several lawsuits being filed by the state against some of the major insurance carriers because they're starting to get goofy about what they're willing to pay for and what they're not willing to pay for. Cut through all of it with the help of Scott McCollum of McRoof. Scott McCollum of McRoof. He's one of the most preferred roofers in the state because he's been doing it so long, and the insurance companies have all dealt with him, and they know he's going to do it right. They also know that he's going to do more than just slap more shingles on the roof. He is going to fortify that roof so it'll better handle the storms to come, which is why they probably will be more willing to pay Scott McCollum than a fly-by-night roofer, which is why you should call 405-877-7663. Don't need a roofer right now? Keep the number handy, because you will eventually. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
The clock is ticking, and time is running out on Ford employee pricing for everyone. And Stevens Ford and Enid doesn't want you to miss out on the savings. But it all comes to an end at midnight on July the 6th. Just how good are the savings? Check these out. A brand new 2026 Ford Explorer, discounted $49.02. A new 26 F-150, discounted $44.92. A brand new 26 Ranger, discounted $2,061. These are just examples of the discounts. You'll find discounts like this on every Ford on our lot. If you're the least bit interested in a new Ford and you want a money-saving price, don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid. Not only will you get the lowest price, you'll also get financing so quick, you'll think it's automatic. But remember, employee pricing will end at midnight, July the 6th. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low of 74, partly cloudy, hot tomorrow, high of 95. On the 4th of July, sunny, high of 98, we've got a 60% chance of rain overnight, 4th of July into Sunday, when it'll be partly cloudy and a high of 89. 95 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jacqueline writes, Lee Hakeem Jeffries claims the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Constitution by ruling that all persons born in the United States are American citizens. In fact, the Constitution grants birthright citizenship only to the children of people who are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, the United States. Not everyone within its jurisdiction or subject to its laws. I agree, Jacqueline, and I've been talking about it like that all this week. Here are the specifics. 1 year after the Civil War ended and slavery was abolished, a block of congressmen called the Radical Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866 to ensure that citizens of every race and color had the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of person and property as is enjoyed by the white citizens. To assure that former slaves wouldn't be denied citizenship, the law required all persons born in the United States and not subject to any foreign power, excluding Indians, not taxed, and hereby declared to be citizens of the United States. To guarantee that the law was constitutional and wouldn't be repealed as soon as the Democrats came to power, the Radical Republicans fought for and secured passage of the 14th Amendment, which stated in part that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States, and that the states wherein they reside. That birthright citizenship language was proposed by Republican Senator Jacob Howard, who introduced it into the United States Senate by stating that the phrase subject to the jurisdiction will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens who belong to the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited to the government of the United States, but will include every other class of persons. The senators then debated the meaning of the phrase subject to the jurisdiction, and Howard further explained that the word jurisdiction, as here employed, ought to be construed as to imply a full and complete jurisdiction on the part of the United States. That is to say, the same jurisdiction in extent and quality as applies to every citizen of the United States. Driving that point home, Howard emphasized that an Indian belonged to a tribe, although born within the limits of the state, is not subject to its full and complete jurisdiction. As ratified, the Birthright Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment contains the exact words proposed by Howard, leaving little doubt that it means exactly what it says it means, reinforcing the fact that subject to the jurisdiction of the United States doesn't mean within its jurisdiction or subject to its laws. Thank you, Jacqueline. You're absolutely right, and that is absolutely what the Supreme Court ignored. And they ignored it on purpose. And they ignored it on purpose because Roberts is a textualist. He doesn't look at what the words imply. He doesn't look at what the words might suggest. He looks at what he is asked to look at. And all he was asked to look at was whether or not Trump's executive order defining what the 14th Amendment subject to the jurisdiction thereof meant. And he decided that the president could not define that himself. That was what the decision was.
It doesn't change the fact that when you go back and read these notes that you evidently read, that's exactly what it did mean. So that's why someone else needs to mount another challenge that will get the court to look at those at that wording. Freedom 96.9.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Two Choctaw police officers no longer with the department after inappropriate contact allegations. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A federal judge is blocking the U.S. Postal Service from carrying out President Trump's order to restrict mail-in ballots.
Earlier this year, Trump signed an executive order restricting mail-in ballots ahead of the midterm elections. Democratic-led states sued the administration to block the move, and a judge in Boston ruled that the Postal Service could not carry out the order in the states that sued. On Wednesday, a federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled that the order could not be carried out in any state. The ruling was in favor of a lawsuit from the NAACP, which called the order Trump's attempt to rig the election. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Tucker Carlson says he's working to help build a new political party, criticizing both major parties and calling for an alternative movement outside the Republican establishment, a move sparking debate over whether the effort could split conservative voters heading into future elections. The United States, Canada, and Mexico are entering new negotiations after reports the U.S. will not renew the USMCA trade pact as is, instead pushing for revised bilateral terms on tariffs, trade balances, and supply chains. Chains, raising uncertainty across North American markets. A commercial airline pilot is suing the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel after he says he woke up in a 22nd floor room with bats flying inside and a bite on his foot. He underwent rabies treatment costing $100,000 and alleges hotel staff failed to properly seal an entry point or relocate him after the infestation was discovered. An Arizona inmate is safe after getting stuck in a hospital wall during a failed escape attempt.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office says the female inmate was at a Phoenix Medical Center Wednesday when she asked to use the bathroom. Deputies say that's when she tried to climb up into the ceiling to escape, but ended up getting stuck between two walls. She was later rescued and then checked out for injuries. It's unclear how far she made it before getting stuck. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Two Choctaw police officers are no longer with the department following an investigation into alleged inappropriate contact with a teenage girl. Former Lieutenant Austin Jacox was fired and Officer Jeffrey Owen resigned. Investigators say the allegations involve inappropriate communications and interactions with the teen. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office continues investigating and could present charges to prosecutors as the case continues. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says work continues on the proposed South Extension Turnpike, with officials saying engineering and property acquisition efforts are moving forward on the 19-mile corridor, which will connect I-35 to the future Toby Keith Expressway. Design plans are expected to be about 60% complete by the end of this year. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond says a settlement with PSO could dramatically reduce a proposed electric rate increase. Instead of a 15% hike, the average residential customer would see a monthly increase of about $2.45. Drummond calls the agreement a win for Oklahoma consumers. The settlement does still require approval from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, and if approved, it'll take the place of PSO's original request. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
What is a homeless person doing in my exclusive beachfront community? Coming up as the drive continues on in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and humid conditions with a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring mostly cloudy skies with breezy conditions at times and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 74. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect breezy conditions in the morning with otherwise partly sunny skies and hot weather reaching a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarino.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So we started talking about how a county employee, one of the employees of the county commission, is fired for embezzling money. Took her job a little too seriously. Not only did she make sure that she got paid before anybody else did, she made sure that she got paid more than anybody else did. That's a no-no. 405-608-4377. Water demand forecast for the next 50 years is up 13%. So that means in the next 50 years, we are going to need more water, 13% more water in Oklahoma than we have now. Or than we use now. I don't know that we have now, but and that's not too bad. It's not like 50%. But what this does not include is any estimates for data centers. Now, that would not really be much more, because from what I understand, the data centers, most of them use and recycle their own water. They don't have to keep using the same amount of water. And earlier this week, it became apparent that a lot of the negative propaganda we have been hearing about data centers is just that, propaganda. And it has been launched by companies out of China, because the Chinese don't want us to expand data centers in the United States, because they don't want us to outpace them when it comes to artificial intelligence. We already are, and we need to keep pulling ahead. We already are ahead of them in terms of military technology. We already are ahead of them in terms of space technology. And we need to stay that way. Not because China is an enemy, but if China pulls ahead of us, they will use it against us, as opposed to us. We don't use it against them. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. You can also hop on Facebook and on the X profiles and find me there. And I'd be happy for you to write me a direct email if you like, lmatthews@freedom969.com, lmatthews@freedom969.com. Oh, no, it's not happening here, is it? Federal authorities arrested and charged an illegal alien in New Jersey for voting in the federal election. Marian Charitun, 62, from Slovakia, charged with illegally voting in a federal election as well as making false statements while applying for U.S. citizenship, according to information that was shared. Charitun allegedly registered to vote in New Jersey and falsely stated that she was a U.S. citizen when doing so.
He then went on to vote in the 2022 midterm elections, according to the information provided. He also applied for U.S. citizenship and allegedly claimed he never voted in a federal election. Never obtained citizenship, and his voting history was discovered during the application process, and he was denied. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche spoke during a press conference where all of this information was released. If convicted, Chariton could face a maximum of 1 year in prison. The count of voting by an alien in a federal election carries a maximum penalty of 1 year in prison. The count of unlawful procurement of citizenship or naturalization carries a maximum of 10 years in prison. I hope they give it all to him, because otherwise he will get out and he will do the same damn thing again, or he will flee the nation. And is Colorado going communist? Representative Diana DeGette of Colorado earlier this week, a 30-year incumbent, lost to Democrat Socialist of America-backed challenger and high-profile primary on Tuesday. Melot Quiros, a 29-year-old socialist who has a degree in law, immigrated to the United States as a child from Ethiopia, has become a failure as a lawyer. She was fired from the law firm that she was serving because of some social media posts where she was writing about freeing Palestine. She's been working at a coffee shop ever since. Now, believe me, she did not finance this campaign on her own, nor was it financed by Mamdani out of New York. It was probably financed by the same organization that financed Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Mamdani, and this woman out of New York, Darielisa Chevalier. Darielisa, I'll have to remember that. Darielisa Chevalier. Anyway, the name of that organization is Justice Democrats. It's a group that goes into these hotbeds of liberalism, voting districts that are all blue. They find somebody young and attractive. They groom them. They finance them. And they campaign for them. They also write up the talking points that they are to use, because these people, I don't think, have a thought in their head. But it's a gig, and it's a well-paid gig, and you don't have to work very hard because all your work is done for you by the work of Justice Democrats. Now, you might ask, who the hell is financing Justice Democrats? Well, we found out that George Soros and George Soros' son and George Soros' daughter-in-law. George Soros gives his son and daughter-in-law the money. George Soros personally can't give the money because he's not a citizen of the United States and he doesn't live here, and he's persona non grata in the United States. But his money can come here, and then the son and daughter-in-law can make the contribution, which they do. And again, this is not a national movement that is going to be successful. The Millennial Challenger, it was endorsed by Senator Bernie Sanders and Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez and the incumbent leftist organization, Justice Democrats, because they were paying for it. Controversial socialist streamer Hassan Piker also is in the mix. But whether you're talking about any of those people or Mamdani himself or Melot Quiros or Darielisa Chevalier, they all have the same policies. And those policies have one thing in common. The policies are open borders, green energy, inheritance tax, government-run grocery stores, men and women's bathrooms, men playing in women's sports, free health care, free drugs, government regulation on everything, higher taxes on gas, Nobody seems to know how you're going to pay for all of this. Nobody cares. What do they have all in common? All of the policies get votes in ultra-blue, ultra-urban voting districts. But all of these policies also will not do well nationally. That's why Trump is in office. Because policies like this aren't working. Don't believe me? Well, let's look at Colorado as well. At a different district, Lauren Boebert of Colorado. She clinched her Republican primary after running unopposed to represent Colorado's 4th congressional district on Tuesday as well. So she's setting herself up to pursue a fourth term. She lives in a more conservative rural district of western Colorado instead of inner city Denver. If reelected to the state's number three general election, she will be the only one remaining next Congress among fellow GOP rebels, Representative Thomas Massey, Representative of Kentucky, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Nancy Mace of South Carolina. Massey has been stripped of a lot of power. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been stripped of all power. She's not a member of any committee. Because she won't let go of the Epstein file investigations. She ignores everything said about the Epstein investigations. So that's what's going on here. I'm not scared that this is some sort of communist takeover. It's not any more a communist takeover than the infiltration of Hollywood and the universities and the entertainment industry was back in the 1950s. They tried. It didn't work. And it didn't work for the same reason. The American people don't like those messages. The American people like individual achievement. The American people don't like a lot of government regulation. The American people are a center-right country. So the question is going to be, how far are these ultra-left communists going to take the Democrat Party? And that's the other thing. The Democrat Party is broke. Democrat National Committee spent all its money trying to get Kamala Harris elected. It didn't work. They didn't get any of that money back. So now they need cash flow. And the only place they're getting it is the ultra-uber left wing of the party, which is why you're not hearing a lot of mainstream Democrats condemn communist Democrats like this. Quietly, some of them are changing their registration. I think I heard this week that Fetterman's going to change his registration. Alan Dershowitz, the legal scholar, who has long supported the Democrat Party, has changed his to independent. So a lot of them are going independent. But you know what that does? That reduces the amount of people who are registered Democrats. Therefore, it reduces the amount of political power that the Democrat Party has, which is fine by me. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. Mark writes, Lee, I believe two things to consider about the data centers and the water issues. First, with the building, they should be able to do rainwater collection as part of their water usage. Yes, Mark, I believe that too, but as you know, that is an iffy thing when it comes to Oklahoma. Now, if they did have a cistern type of system, a cistern is a large rain barrel, and a 3-inch rain like we just had come through, when was that, last Friday into Saturday. Anyway, doesn't matter. Filled up. My lovely wife has a rain barrel, and it filled it up. I call it her cistern because that's what we called down in the old South. My grandparents' house, all of the gutters to the house, to the roof of the house, went down to a cistern, and there were four of them at one point. Almost one at every corner of the house. And And back in the old days, they never used them for anything more than watering the plants and the flowers and the gardens in my lifetime. But in my grandfather's, when he was young, that was their water supply. They did not have a water well. They did not have water pumps. So, but that was also Louisiana, where they average 14 inches of rain per quarter. We might have 14 inches of rain per year. So what I'm saying, Mark, is that your idea is not a bad one, but it's I don't know that enough rain falls in Oklahoma for it to really work. Let's see. He goes on to say, two, they should be able to use condensation collection of their water usage. I think that's part of it. Climate control units as well, they should be able to use the condensation. They would have to retreat the water. They would have to retreat the water, and I guess that would depend on the engineering of the buildings and what water collection laws are like in the areas where they do the building. Not bad ideas, Mark, and maybe they could be used in addition to the water that they use. But I think what is more practicable for an operation this large is that okay, they build the facility. They take the water that they need and they store it in either an oxidation pond or some sort of large storage container that they can recirculate as needed. I think that's more practicable. Earlier today, I was sent a link to a song that was written by a guy called Jason Stills. And it's called Welcome to the Land of the Free. It basically was written as a salute to what a great job the United States did hosting the World Cup soccer tournament and all the extraordinary things we saw people visiting the country experience. But it also, I think, dovetails onto the 4th of July. We'll have that song coming up later in the program on Freedom 96.9. Another reminder, I'm off tomorrow to enjoy the holiday with my family. So it'll be a best of Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Do you know what FU money is? That's the money that hopefully you've been putting aside your entire career so that at some point you can tell the world, the government, whoever it might be, that you don't need them anymore. You've got all the money you need to handle your retirement. Now, if your account is not doing as well as you'd like, well, you definitely need some advice about that because there's no reason with the stock market soaring like it is lately, there's no reason that you can't make some extra money for that FU account. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital is there to help you do just that with one phone call away. This is his personal cell phone. That's how much he trusts me and trusts you. 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. 6632 Northwest 39th Street, downtown Bethany. He's got a program runs every Saturday right here on Freedom 96.9, the Bull and Bear Show. So you can learn more about Michael McGuire and McGuire Capital. 10A to 1P this coming Saturday right here on Freedom 96.9. And give him a call to make all that money that you have saved to try to have a nice nest egg, make sure it still has an opportunity to grow for you from McGuire Capital.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem, and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
And this does bother me as a citizen. It bothers me that George Soros' super PAC can put $100 million in and a Republican, the Kochs, can do the same thing. It does bother me a little on the surface. And I'd better for everybody if there were limits and it would actually free politicians to not be subservient to the people that put them into office.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Trump administration is weighing implementing tariffs on a new target. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Trump administration is weighing putting tariffs on Mexican beer. A new report argues the move would hurt the very American workers it is intended to protect by squeezing one of the U.S. beer market's most profitable segments. The report, authored by Unleash Prosperity co-founder Stephen Moore and economist David Osgo, comes as the Trump administration continues to expand its tariff agenda, which officials say is aimed at reshoring manufacturing, reducing trade deficits, and strengthening the American industry. While Mexican beer is brewed south of the border, most have said that most of the jobs it supports, like distribution, wholesale, and retailing, are still in the United States. The brewer of Modelo beer, for instance, claimed the number one spot in June of 2023, when Modelo Especial surpassed Bud Light on dollar sales, and it continues to rank among the country's best-selling beers. The report backs the claim that data showing the U.S. beer business supports roughly 1.74 million jobs, but only about 5% are directly involved in brewing. Most workers are employed by wholesalers, retailers, restaurants, and suppliers that handle the beer after it's brewed. According to the report, Mexican beer already sells about 52% more mass-marketing domestic lagers in grocery and liquor stores. The higher prices create more value across the U.S., it notes. Economists say the beer industry could see job cuts as tariffs increase and for costs and importers of blah, 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 blah. Okay, bottom line. Most of the beer distributors, Budweiser, whoever it may be, have contracts with a lot of these foreign beers to distribute in the United States because Americans have a taste for it. Mexican beer is brewed lighter, and it is more, it has a lighter taste to it. It also is more receptive to some of the things people like to do to their beer, like put limes in it and whatnot. 405-608-4377. Hi, it's Lee Matthews. You are on the air. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
I tried to send you an email, and it wouldn't go through.
Did you send it to L?
What is your email address,
okay,
Lee?
It's the letter L, and then the word Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, and that's at freedom969.com.
Freedom969.com. Okay.
Give that a try.
Yeah, I put a period in there. I just wanted to say that I agree that Mr. Swadley should not have gone to jail. It shows our judicial system is flawed,
mm-hmm.
and it verifies the jail is a hellhole.
Oh, it is. Now, I need you to turn your radio down and listen to me on the phone. What is your name, by the way?
Martha.
Hey, Martha, and where are you?
Oklahoma City.
All right. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. So how come, you know, the lady that ran into the young woman, Miss Borrego, Sarah, what is her last name? Polson?
Yeah.
Anyway, Polson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got out after 73 days. How did it happen that he was sent to jail? I agree.
He's a man of his stature and a man of his, he's not going to run off. So he should be either released on his own recognizance or released to house arrest. That's what I believe. Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program are making progress as the ceasefire continues to hold.
The nuclearization of Iran is moving along well. They've had very good meetings, and we'll see. We hit them very hard for three nights, as you know, but we're getting along very well.
Disputes over shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and other issues remain unresolved, with Iran warning oil tankers to follow approved routes through the strategic waterway. Saharan dust from Africa is drifting across parts of the U.S. after traveling more than 6,000 miles on upper-level winds over the Atlantic. The annual event is not unusual and is expected to reach the Great Lakes region. Forecasters say it's not expected to significantly impact air quality.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 594 points, the S&P 500 added less than a point, and the Nasdaq dropping 207 points. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you, too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Two Choctaw police officers are no longer with the department following an investigation into alleged inappropriate contact with a teenage girl. Former Lieutenant Austin Jacox was fired and Officer Jeffrey Owen resigned. Investigators say the allegations involve inappropriate communications and interactions with the teen. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office continues investigating and could present charges to prosecutors as the case continues. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says work continues on the proposed South Extension Turnpike, with officials saying engineering and property acquisition efforts are moving forward on the 19-mile corridor, which will connect I-35 to the future Toby Keith Expressway. Design plans are expected to be about 60% complete by the end of this year. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond says a settlement with PSO could dramatically reduce a proposed electric rate increase. Instead of a 15% hike, the average residential customer would see a monthly increase of about $2.45. Drummond calls the agreement a win for Oklahoma consumers. The settlement does still require approval from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, and if approved, it'll take the place of PSO's original request. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
After you've had a major life-changing event, a lot of times the question to the doctor is, when can I have sex again? My question to my doctor was, when can I start running and exercising again? Hey, it's Lee Matthews. I had an MRI earlier today on my neck, and it turns out I have a bulging disc. And fortunately, it's getting better. So in the next 3 or 4 weeks, it probably will be back to where it was. But I still got to watch it and favor it a little bit. It also brought back home to me the fact that I know there will come a time when dealing with insurance is going to be the last thing that I want to do. Paying for insurance is definitely going to be one of the last things I want to do, which is why Medicare is there that I've worked so hard for my entire career. And so have you.
So if you were born in 1961, you're probably getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of text, and the occasional ache or pain. Well, make sure that you are signed up to get everything you have coming your way from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the best call you can make. Especially if you're new to Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you, but you got to call 405-848-5790.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49 you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Iran has announced it's planning to bury its supreme leader, the one killed 4 months ago. That is, if there's anything left of him to bury. Yeah, more on that coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and humid conditions with a low of 73. Tomorrow will bring mostly cloudy skies with breezy conditions at times and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 74. Looking ahead to Saturday, expect breezy conditions in the morning with otherwise partly sunny skies and hot weather reaching a high of 99. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. His name is Jason Stills, and he's written and produced a song called Welcome to the Land of the Land of the Free. And it was basically an homage to all the people who came and saw and had a great time during the FIFA soccer tournament. And it's also dovetailing onto 4th of July, because a lot of what it has to say is about 4th of July, too, and about freedom. So a sample of that song coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. This week, former Obama advisor David Axelrod alerted a security guard to a homeless person sleeping on the stoop of his office building. When he got nowhere, he alerted the building management. Building management said, oh, yeah, that guy, he comes a bunch of times. We wake him up, we get him to move, and then he comes back eventually, but there's nothing we can do about it. When he got nowhere there, he alerted the police. They told him the priority wasn't theirs, and he was outraged. All of this happened online. And he was fit to be tied. His policies are what have produced a lot of that homelessness. Not fun, is it? And a coastal Los Angeles neighborhood has reached its breaking point this week as more than 100 residents confronted leaders of two supportive housing programs over what they described as rising crime and deteriorating public safety. One resident told the packed meeting, in California, neighbors are now finding dead bodies during routine cleanups, while others describe drug activity, trespassing, and fears of letting their children walk in the neighborhood alone. The heated community meeting centered on the Journey program, a safe place for youth, two supportive housing facilities on Lincoln Boulevard in California. Neighbors blame that for the sharp decline in the safety and quality of life since opening roughly 18 months ago in an effort to address homelessness in the area. A homelessness encampment near Venice Beach, Los Angeles, has residents calling for stronger oversight of nearby supportive housing programs. The organization also says it provides trauma-informed resources and supports to help tenants secure and maintain housing, improve health, and enhance education and thrive in their communities. But all that does is get more homeless. So do you see what's going on here? A member of the Obama administration who made it their mission to clean up homelessness is complaining about the homelessness. And a neighborhood in Ventura, California is complaining because too many homeless people are starting to take over their neighborhood, when it's the California policies that are encouraging the homeless to stay. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, what is your name?
My name is Al.
Al?
Some people call me, well, today it's going to be Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. Where are you, Michael?
We're in Oklahoma City.
Okay. Are you schizophrenic?
Well, we have a song, you know, that they used to play on the old station, you know.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yes. Back in the day.
That was the Star Wars. Yeah.
That's called the Imperial March.
But now, here's what we need. Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
Michael,
surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just want to go home. Yeah, you know I miss you.
You know, Michael, if you want to go home that bad, I'm here to stop you. Just get on the plane and go home.
Hey, let me just say I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Having Eric Erickson in town last week, that was amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that was. Wow, he's right here on May Avenue.
Yeah. And he'll sit there and talk to you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a magic of radio you can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And keep it up, my man. You're doing good. Appreciate you.
Well, speaking of Michael Bublé, I saw him in concert many years ago when he came through Oklahoma City. And just to show you what a well-trained and professional singer he is, last song of his last set, the last verse, lights of the whole stadium went out, sound system turned off, he drops the mic, stands under a baby spotlight,
yeah.
Finishes the song without amplification, and you could understand and hear every word.
A cappella.
Yep.
He went for it.
He did. That tells me this guy knows how to. He's had some professional training somewhere along the way, because I've had some professional training, and it's helped me become a better speaker, because speaking and singing are very similar in terms of support and breathing from the diaphragm and over-enunciating your vowels so that people can understand you in the back of the stadium. And you could. And whenever I'm a part of a singing group that insists on using microphones, I say, you know, if you're singing right, you really shouldn't need a microphone, and it shouldn't matter where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except, you know, the Paycom, you gotta gotta be loud, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't the Paycom when he performed there. It was the Peak, and they hadn't made the renovations to it yet, but it was still basically what it is now. So, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, You know, the craziest thing about the guy is every time he comes back, we forget who he is. And then suddenly, oh, my gosh, we love him.
Or
at least the girls do.
Yeah, and he's such an average-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, he might be sitting at the sushi bar, and you don't realize it till he gets up and pays his bill. You know?
You know what? He looks like an Osman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad-looking guy. I'm just saying he doesn't look like a movie star.
No.
He doesn't have that glamorous look to him. He just looks like a regular guy walking down the street. So,
well, you're a double diamond. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Michael Bublé. I appreciate you listening. Sure. Have a happy 4th of July. Another reminder, I'm out tomorrow celebrating the 4th of July. Hope you will be, too, with your family on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. And to get you in the mood, here is a song that was sent to me earlier today. I looked for it on some of the different suppliers, and I couldn't find it. So I don't know if it's available for sale or not. But it was written and apparently recorded by a guy named Jason Stills. And it's called Welcome to the Land of the Free.
Broke my neck, landed in Atlanta where the Georgia pines run green, and I said this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Pulled up to a Waffle House at 1 a.m. real late, hash brown scattered, smothered, covered, 10 out of 10 is great. Discovered free refills and I almost lost my mind, found the kind of welcome that I never thought I'd find. The whole of New England up and glowing in the dark. The Germans hit the highway, chased the road from south to north. Freddie said it's the Holy Land, he meant Taco Bell, of course. Bucky's left him speechless, Space Pro Shops left him amazed. Even got invited to the White House, yeah, the whole world's going crazy. Norwegian fans in New York doing yoga in Times Square. Then they turn the escalator into a Viking's lair. NFL star grabbed a trash bag, join the whole crew. Mexico and South Korea, best friends on the street, dancing to Gangnam Style with their arms around each beat. Kansas learned Algerian, the marching band played their song. 500 Lawrence Locals will show the world where you belong. Swedish fans went searching for the recipe to ranch. Frenchman says the air conditioning deserves its own whole stanza. English fans took jaw drop. Fanny Hall, plaid kilt, wicked.
Quaker hat, playing music for us all. Different worlds, different words, different flags, different names. But when the whistle blows, we all come alive the same. From the Rockies to Rockefeller, from Seattle to the shore, America is telling the world, come on in,
there's room for more.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews. Welcome to the land of the free. He wrote and composed and produced that song in celebration of World Cup soccer, but I think it also dovetails into 4th of July, which is this weekend. And from our family to yours, a very happy one. I'm out tomorrow for 4th of July, but I will be hosting the parade. Hope to see you there. 9 o'clock on the front, on the main street of Edmond. First Street in Edmond, 9 o'clock, the Liberty Fest Parade on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Can almost smell the barbecue cooking this coming weekend. You can also almost smell the new car smell from Frontier Auto Group. Something that'll be a lot easier for you to buy this weekend if you take advantage of General Manager's special financing. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. General Motors and Frontier Auto Group are going to offer 0% financing for 60 months, but it's only this weekend through Tuesday the 7th. So call Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355 to learn more about it. Or go by their office where they're right off El Reno's Auto Alley off Route 66. It's the Route 66 anniversary as well as the anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And you will get the Roman candle in the form of 0% financing for 60 months. From Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's summertime and kids are playing in the summer sun. But before you know it, Oklahoma parents and caregivers will be swimming in back-to-school to-dos. Visit backtoschoolok.com to get your checklist for everything you need to know about birth certificates, shot records, immunizations, and well-child exams. Get an A-plus on back-to-school readiness at backtoschoolok.com.
My love, you've done it! You slayed the beast!
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am. But I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit okiedokiebakery.com.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Randy writes on social media, given the latest ruling by the Supreme Court, if my baby is born in an Olive Garden, does that make him Italian? Randy, bringing the comedy on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. John in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on to the drive.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for the call. And just everybody be careful. Mm-hmm. First, that song.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that's just, I love it. Man, that should be number one of the year.
Yeah.
That should be played at every 4th of July celebration this come.
And again, that's Jason Stills, Welcome to the Land of the Free.
Okay, I'll remember that. I got his name written down. And be careful, people. Remember your friend. Don't drink and drive. With the fireworks, this is a little story. My wife, she had the fireworks in front of her but in a basket, you know, like a wicker basket.
Yeah.
And so the fireworks were kind of in there, you know, and she wanted to light Roman candle, right? So with the Roman candle, it takes a second or two for that thing to go off.
Yeah.
And she's holding it in her hand and the basket's in front of her.
Oh no.
Well, what did she do? You know what she did? She dropped it into that thing and then I ran and people ran and the danger's going off and you know, just and we just made a rule right then, you know, you take one at a time.
Yeah.
Everybody take their turn.
Yeah.
You use a punk. Get a bunch of those things, and you hold it out in front of you. Teach the kids to hold it way out there. Each child takes their turns. They last longer. Everybody's safe. Get them away out in a place where it's open. There's no bushes around, you know, preferably a big driving, you know, a parking lot or some kind. Well, you know, and there's no grass or nothing. And then we all were safe, but man, she almost killed us all.
I had a good friend when I was a child. His parents owned a grocery store, and one of the promotions they did was you bought so many groceries, you got so many fireworks. As a result, they had all these leftover fireworks after the 4th of July, and their store was in town, but they lived out in the country. And I went with him out in the country, and they what are we going to do with all these fireworks? Save them for next year? No, you see that barrel out there? His dad said, go build a little fire in the bottom of that barrel and throw them in there. And that's what we did, and it sounded like the invasion of Normandy.
Happy birthday, America. I love your show. I love you guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening in. Wasn't the safest thing for his dad to give us to do. And we were like 12 and 13, so we didn't get hurt. But I think he knew we would enjoy it. It was out in the middle of a field, so we weren't going to damage anything or set anybody's house on fire. And bottom line, I wish we had
We didn't have any kind of video back then of anything like that. But if it had been today, we'd have had our phone out and we would, okay, we got to get this on video. Well, we got to get this on video. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Tommy writes, Lee, funny, I've never heard USA, USA chanted at a Democrat rally. Have you? I'm just saying. You're right about that, Tommy. Danny writes, Lee, Democrats are not afraid Trump will destroy democracy. They are afraid he will successfully destroy their ideology. And that is about right, yes. Thank you, Danny. Make it a great 4th of July holiday. My company's observing 4th of July tomorrow, so I will be out. But I'll be at the parade, emceeing it. Liberty Fest Parade, 9 o'clock on Saturday in downtown Edmond. And then back on the air here Monday afternoon. Aaron Brillbeck back on Monday to drive you to work on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Joe Pags up next.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.